Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we're talking about dating with kids in mind, and our tour guides are Trina, Eve, Carlos, and Casey. Welcome to the show, everybody.
What up? What up?
All right. Thanks for being here. And so if you're a newbie, the ground rules are as follows. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. Keep it real. But most importantly, we're going to have fun. With that, let's go on and clink our neighbor. Okay. Take a little sip of your beverage. For Eve, it's out of her water bottle from the gym. And the rest of us, let's get going. Okay. So a few episodes back, we talked about age difference in relationships. Trina and Eve were two of the tour guides on that episode. And one of the topics that came up there was some of their decisions about dating people in different age categories were influenced by whether or not they wanted to have children and the different considerations that had based on where they were in their lives. So it begged the question, and we didn't get to talk about it then in detail, but today we're circling back to find out, does it matter if your love interest has kids or wants to have kids in the future? And we want to kind of flesh out how that mindset or situation impacts how we make dating decisions or how we behave in relationships based on that topic, kids, have them or not, want them or not. So with that, where do we want to begin? I know for some of y'all, this is a continuation of a conversation, but feel free to rehash anything we talked about in that first conversation. But don't forget to unmute your mic before you jump in.
Well, like we playing.
I knew she was going to answer first.
I think, I'm the perfect person for this conversation because I am dating someone who is very much younger than me and they have no children. And initially, I was like, hell to the nah, I ain't having no kids. And since the relationship has progressed significantly, I was like, we can do one.
Ooh, clutch my pearls. Okay, first of all, so let me rehash a little bit because I got to go back to age difference in dating. This, for you listeners, represents a slight, if not radical, evolution of thought for Eve. Go back and listen to part two of age difference in relationships. And she was pretty adamantly opposed to the notion of dating someone who didn't have kids at the time and would want them in the future because she was like, I ain't trying to do that. So that's a little background on that. Say more, Eve.
Hold on. I got now, Eve, are you talking about kids or a puppy?
I wish I was talking about a puppy. I didn't already ask him, can you get a surrogate? Can we, like, he was like, no, we don't want it natural. I was like natural, like a perm natural or like weave natural? Like, hey, what are we talking about? And so he was talking about initially we talked about having he wanted just one. Not we talked about, though, because I told him, ain't no sense of us talking if you want kids. Because I already got three, 23, 16, and 17, you know, who does that? And so I started talking to some older women, and this is how my mind changed. I started talking to some older women, started talking to some couples that were in their 50s and they had young children, and they kind of just put it like, this is the best time of their life and having kids older. They enjoy them more, they have more patience. And I was like, I don't know about that. All my kids, none of my kids' name is Patience. So, And that's something that I pray about. So I don't think I'm gonna have the patience for another child. And then they just brought to my attention that even though it's not the 1950s or whatever, it wasn't nothing for women to have children until they just didn't have children. But after the wars and after women started going to work and all this kind of stuff, did women stop having children? So I took that into consideration, because it isn't anything wrong with having children at a later age. That's how I used to think. It's just it would be an inconvenience to my lifestyle. I would have to go back.
Okay.
So, but yeah, he has a deadline. That it ain't just free whenever. No, I'm 46. He has a deadline, but you know, we'll see what happens. He make it before the deadline, cool. If he don't, then hey, we just have to part ways, because I still ain't with it. But hey, I can compromise.
That's a big compromise,
Lord. I'm a lesson.
That's a very big compromise. That's a compromise, because you were not thinking. Your kids are almost out the door. You're about to be free as a bird a little bit, you know. So to say I'm going to have a child because he wants a child, that I just can't see.
Right. Well, see, you do know I have a grandchild. That plays a part in it, too. I wish my kids, Trina, I know you say your kids are almost out the door. The way that they like is going, they're going to be there.
I said a little bit.
They ain't going nowhere. They coming back. I got other people's kids coming back. So I have a 7-month-old grandson, and just taking care of him. And I'm like, you know, it ain't the same, but it do give me more of a realistic view in the getting back accustomed to waking up, changing diapers, bottles, feeding, car change, stroller, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if this is God's little joke or preparation. I don't know.
She said God's little joke. Trina, Carlos, what say the two of you?
Oh, it will be a geriatric pregnancy for me, because I'm 44. I think the child, having a child, that's something that I have not had an opportunity to experience. So it would be a thought for me, but it would be a long thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the hard work. My nephew just left here. My sister and my 5-year-old nephew. I'm tired. They were only here for 10 days. I'm exhausted. And I had help. So
Trina, you're not a people person.
We had enough money to do like maybe a nanny. Pair of something. I think I can consider it, but it's a long thought, and it just depends on my partner and where he is, or husband or what have you, wherever he is and where we are in our life, if this is something that we want. I have a cousin that did the in vitro, $30,000.
Okay.
$30,000. Second child with doing that, another $30,000. So she's pregnant now. I can't see myself doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if God is meant for me to give birth to a child, I believe he would just have it. I would have it naturally. But, and if I don't have kids, then it just means that God, he didn't intend for me to have any kids. And I'm like that. So it's not something that I need to have. Sometimes I long for it. And then I'll go and pick up Nevaeh, and that'll remind me, girl, you ain't ready for this. Nevaeh, if you don't know, is Eve's daughter. I will go and I will get somebody's kid for a day. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean,
you got a good dose when you kept my kids for a month.
I did.
Carlos, what are your thoughts?
He ain't got none.
I have absolutely
no. You just wait and see.
What do you say, Carlos?
At this point in my life, as much as I love babies, and I love, you know, the feelings that they give you, I love that warmth that you experience, the smell of them after a fresh bath, and all of that. Heck no. Start over with all of that. I believe that life is supposed to happen in phases, and having a baby and all of that that comes with it is a phase of life, and there's a time frame that that phase is supposed to take place. Just not, you know, just like you're not supposed to be born rich. You're supposed to really, in my view, you know, earn it and learn the wisdom that comes along with, quote unquote, the wealth. You're not supposed to continue to do. I couldn't. I don't want to be a 60-year-old going to my baby's graduation. Oh, no.
See, I think my
right. Because when he's out running and playing, you know, you're not going to be able to enjoy it.
Right. I would much rather be keeping my grandchild at that point, you know, filling them full of sugar and giving them back to their parents, you know, like grandparents are supposed to, you know, give you a Mountain Dew down your throat, hold your nose and pour a big bag of M&Ms in you, shake you up and put you out the door.
And send you home.
And Casey, I would ask you how you felt about it, but it's kind of irrelevant because you're married to me, so this isn't going to influence your
day. Yeah, Casey, you have absolutely nothing to say, sir.
But what I will ask, though, okay, so I kind of feel like I got a sense of what your stances are on giving birth or conceiving children at this point in your life. How does this then enter into your conversations when you're talking to or considering dating? You know, like, is this a conversation that you openly have with, you know, someone you're interested in? And if so, how does that conversation influence how you move through that relationship?
In my view, there's one determining factor: the age of the woman. If she's an older, should I say more seasoned, if you will, she's probably not looking to have children. She was wanting to experience the other things in life if she's already had some, or, you know, her career growing, you know, going other places. If it's a younger lady, you know, 30s, younger 30s or whatever, and looks forward to the white picket fence and the happily ever after and wants two kids and yada, yada, yada. We can have that conversation, but I'm letting you know off jump. I don't want any more kids, but if you already have some, we come into the situation, I could be open to that, you know, because, you know, you can become connected with a woman, you become connected with her entire life. Mm-hmm. And her kids are part of that. So, like, it's not like I love kids. Hear me now. Ask KC how big of a fool I acted with tooting them when they're babies. I'll do anything to make a baby laugh. But having that responsibility and that lifestyle over again, not right now. I'm yay short of being 50. There's some other stuff I want to do and experience. And I'm not sure if having another little person to have to groom and teach and protect and provide for would be the best.
Mm-hmm. So, and Carlos, just to be clear, you have a child, children, and
I have two. I have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
My son will be 22 in September. My daughter will be 27 in December.
Okay. So even more so than Eve, your children are independent. And so it's not really a situation where you're thinking like,
ready to start over.
Not considering starting fresh with more kids in the.
And I got help at my house too. You know, I got three grown babysitters.
No, ma'am. I will give
my parents get it to me.
I will give them their emancipation money. No, ma'am. They need to live their life. Okay. Is going places. You will not tie her down.
I'm just saying. I did it.
No.
Okay, listen. I got more questions, but if you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. We are talking about dating with kids in mind. Our tour guides are Trina, Carlos, Eve, and Casey. And so Carlos, you did open this door talking about and Casey, this is definitely an entree for you to jump in. If the person that you're interested in comes with kids of their own, or if you have kids, mm-hmm. For, you know, that will be a factor in your relationship? You know, how does that conversation go? And you know, like, tell me a little bit about what that looks like. And Trina, go ahead.
Well, for me, it is absolutely part of the conversation in the beginning, especially if you know that you're interested in someone or becoming a little more with someone. But in addition to that, it's not, if they already have kids, first off, how old are your kids? Anything less than five, it kind of turns me off, because that child is still, you still got a bigger connection with the mom a little mm-hmm. bit still early.
I see Carlos nodding in agreement. Let's go on.
And yeah, it's a little bit more manageable when they're a little older from my experience. But at the same time, and then a second question, third question, follow-up question is, do you have a baby mama or are you co-parenting?
What's the difference, Trina? Explain the difference.
It's two different scenarios. So
Carlos is asking for another drink. There you go.
If he comes out his mouth saying, you know, if you ask about the mother of the child, you ask and he rolls his eyes, or if he has this little snarly, you know, mean mug in a whenever he thinks about it, then I don't want no part of that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be friends so that I can have a peaceful life, because I don't need. I've been through this before. I dated a guy. I was engaged to a guy. I was with him. We were together for 7 years, and he had kids. And so we basically helped raise those kids. But baby mama, it was miserable. It was, you know, little snarky remarks that she would tell them to come back to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I am at a point in my life where I know that I don't have to deal with that. Okay, you can't keep her. You can't get the situation under control, and it got to come back to me. I don't want any part of it, so I got to go. Deuces. So part of my questions when it comes to dating someone with kids, and if you have, I'm kind of seeing a guy right now. He has a 7-year-old and a 16-year-old, and as long as that co-parenting situation is good, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I think it's not insignificant that you say you were with this guy for a long time and were engaged. And so mm-hmm. there was a time in that relationship where the impact of that was significant enough that it was
absolutely
peace out time.
Absolutely. Okay. Great father. He was a great father, but he was terrible at being a spouse, or, you know, could being a spouse or a partner.
Mm-hmm.
How to manage that situation.
Eve, what's your, you nodding. Are you thinking? Or you got a thought?
I'm thinking, because I get the 5-year-old thing, but I think my non-negotiable would be not necessarily the age. I would just be happy. I ain't got to handle my bag on kids, first of all. So the non-negotiable would be if the relationship between the parents wasn't good. Because at the end of the day, regardless if that child is 1 or 18, if that baby mama or the baby's mother is ignorant, you're going to have problems, or you have the possibility of having problems regardless to what the age of the child is, mm-hmm. which makes it hard if you put that child in the middle. Because as you know, teenagers, they can get real, you know, something about themselves with their mouth. And if they got a mama at home talking junk about the father, and then when it's y'all time, regardless of their age, that's going to affect that child.
Mm-hmm.
And that it has the possibility of affecting the child, which has a possibility of affecting y'all.
Gotcha.
So my non-negotiable wouldn't be the age thing, because like everybody said, I mean, I love kids. I don't love bad kids. mold them and discipline them, you know, when he and or she ain't around. Just don't leave no marks.
Mm-hmm. Casey, no, you joking. Haven't had a chance to speak on this. Do you have anything you want to say?
I mean, I agree with what everyone is saying, because you can have baby mama and baby daddy situation.
Yeah.
Whereas, and one thing you have to be careful about, even in those situations, especially when they put, like Eve was saying, and they put the child in the middle of it, and kids know how to use those situations to their advantage.
Yep.
And kind of pit one parent against the other and things like that. And one thing that you want to try to make sure that happens first and foremost is that, number one, the respect that you show them, but the respect that you show the person that you're trying to be involved in or with, the respect you're showing them, you try to show the same respect to their children, but at the same time, vice versa. Because if I'm respecting you, I expect to get that same respect in return. So it can't be a one-sided situation, because one thing I'm not trying to put myself in, was I'm not gonna try to have somebody pimp me out. Mm. Whereas I'm trying to be there for you, I'm trying to be there respecting you, but I'm also supposed to be doing everything for everybody, and nobody's thinking that they have to respect me in the process. You know what I'm saying? Because just like Eve said, yeah, because you have some kids that will be disrespectful, and the parent would automatically take their child's side, knowing good and well that that child could be disrespectful. So, and that's when it comes to, you know, how the person, because even then, how that child is tells you a lot about how that person is as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those situations where,
oh, you're right.
Let's go on and clink in. Deserve a clink too.
So it's one of those things where you have to kind of, you know, it's just like, you try to monitor everything accordingly. And at the same time, that lets you know whether or not this is going to be a long-term or short-term situation, because it can go bad real quick. Just with one.
Right. That's why I say if the younger you get to know that child, mm-hmm. the more I feel personally the opportunity to get that child to have an opinion of you. Mm-hmm. They still may be torn the older they get, listening to the different sides, mm-hmm. but I feel like with that child being younger and being around you, you have more of a foundation through the years versus you coming in at 5+ and you don't have anything. You're at ground zero. Mm-hmm. So you got to deal with 5 years of whatever this child has been being fed by the mother and or by the father.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely prefer to date somebody with a younger kid, that as long as you have your stuff together, I don't have to, you know, do anything. I could just be there as a team player, not as at that point in time in dating. If we're just dating, at that time being that child's mother.
Got it.
Because I think that there's a difference.
This is the quietest you've been. Are you? Have I neglected to give you an entree here?
I mean, y'all are making all the points, you know, so.
Give us your words of wisdom, O Lostradamus.
Before you got here, I requested that Carlos goes last on every question, because you need to make sure you get your pen ready.
Carlos does always take some notes. Nugget of wisdom. That's like
my sticky note from before.
She has sticky notes from the last time.
My notes on the last conversation.
I'm tracking. I was dead, drop dead, it's not even a possibility. I promise you, it wasn't even an option. I said I would have to get pregnant by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost before I have.
I'm pretty sure you said that in that episode. That's why I had to be picked up off the floor.
And then must
said,
be
hey, you're business. Still with this guy. And oh me, that you can
Holy Trinity. You know, every syllable. But then, you know, it's part of just being wise and maturity to accept other people's views. And even though I accept the views of the other people, I was also shown that it's workable. It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on if that child can fit into what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, So if I had not been, you know, in the military for years, long travel and doing things that I want to do, even with my kids, and I'm waiting for, if I was waiting for them to get out the house to do that stuff, then it'd probably be a non-negotiable for me, because I'd be waiting for these jackrabbits to get out my house so I can go jump and hop around.
Okay.
But because I have the freedom and it is other options available in having a child at a later, me being older and him being younger. But that also goes into play to health issues.
Yeah.
That takes
yeah, like I said before, you're already, at 35, you're geriatric.
Yeah, well, that was one thing to hear when I had my child at 36. I think it was, the word geriatric is not something that you think of yourself.
You don't want to hear that crap, right?
So that was daunting to hear that as well. But anyway, we're out of time. I just want to say, Eve, this has been really quite an interesting conversation.
I am shocked.
This just goes to show, A, your guy must be extremely special to keep you even thinking about it, and B, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
We got
to
have him on the show.
So, yeah, because I would have been gone.
Okay, I want to go ahead and thank all of my tour guides, Trina, Eve, Carlos, and Casey. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. Casey, thanks for producing the show. Thanks for the theme music. You can listen to the show at your leisure by following Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on eight major podcast platforms. I'm sorry, I'm still just bugabooed by Eve. Okay, and this includes Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Remember to follow us on social media. On Facebook, it's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's @JustPrincessRobin. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Until next week, smooches.